AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Hello, New York. Wow. It is so good to be home. I'm so happy to be here.
A horse, Hillary Clinton, used a post-Super Tuesday rally to salute the labor movement.
Labor will always have a seat at the table when I'm in the White House.
Bernie Sanders told a rally in East Lansing, Michigan, Donald Trump has some weird ideas about climate change.
The fact that he thinks it is a hoax is not surprising. That's what most Republicans think. But that he thought it was generated, created by the Chinese shocked me, because I thought he would have thought it was a hoax created by the Mexicans or Muslims.
At a rally in Shelby Charter Township, Michigan, Marco Rubio said the GOP has to demonstrate that it cares about voters.
Before we get to November, okay, we have to decide what our party's going to be about in the 21st century, what the conservative movement's going to be about. When are we at our best? The conservative movement is at its best when it appeals to people's hopes and their dreams.
When Republican presidential candidates debate Thursday night in Detroit, a distinguished resident of the city who is seeking the presidency won't be there.
Once a leader in the polls, Ben Carson's issued a statement saying he sees no political path forward for his campaign in light of the Super Tuesday results. He also says he won't attend Thursday's GOP debate, even though it's in his hometown of Detroit. Carson says the grassroots movement on behalf of We the People will continue, and he remains, quote, committed to saving America for future generations. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Supreme Court remains deeply divided as it considers its first abortion case since the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. This is AP Radio News. A white Montgomery, Alabama police officer has been charged with murder in last week's shooting of a black man.
23-year-old Montgomery, Alabama police officer Aaron Smith has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 58-year-old Greg Gunn as Gunn walked home from a neighbor's home early last Thursday morning. Colvin Hinson says Gunn, a friend of his, died in his front yard.
I just want to know if the protocol is to shoot an unarmed man down dead in front of somebody's house.
Hinson says he heard several shots the morning Gunn was killed. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the law has to take its course.
We must now trust in our system of justice that it will work.
Prosecutors won't say what evidence they have against Officer Smith. I'm Tim McGuire.
Officials in South Korea say North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast on Thursday. That in response to heavier UN Security Council sanctions. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.